prepare before. That's what you need to do. Don't wait till it's time. Be prepared when you get there. Always plan your day before you start out. Make sure you know what you're going to do, where you're going, and even have an alternate in case your first plan doesn't work out. God expects you to use wisdom, and He expects you to be wiser than the serpent. I mean, after all, you know, you are, aren't you? You know, well, act like it and plan like it. Always be way ahead of the game. You know when a pilot really gets in trouble? When he lets the airplane get ahead of him. You know, when you start playing catch up in a cockpit and the weather's bad, you're in one heap of trouble. But let me tell you something. When times are bad and your mind isn't ahead of the game, you're in a heap of trouble also. And God makes it so easy for you to prepare beforehand. So, in a sense, that's the title of this particular lecture. But the subtitle we would probably call readiness. You want to always be ready. So if you would, having said that, open your Bibles, if you would, to the great book of Proverbs. Great book of Proverbs. We're going to pick it up in chapter 3. And let's begin, if we may, with long about verse 13. Again, subject, readiness, or prepare before. Don't wait till it's too late. Be ahead of the game. Know where you're going and what you're going to do, all right? And then if something comes up and you have to make plans, at least you're ahead of the situation, all right? And that same thing goes for riding a bucking horse, okay? You get too far back or too far ahead, and you're going to get bounced, okay? You stay upright, you stay in the saddle, and you stay in control, all right? I speak from experience, all right? Chapter 3 of the great book of Proverbs, verse 13, let's go with it. Happy is the man, and there's no gender in this, man or woman, that findeth wisdom. And the man that getteth understanding. Where do you get those things from? If we were to go back to the beginning of Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, it would say the beginning of wisdom is to love God, revere Him, or fear Him. The Hebrew word will work either way. Okay. That's where you first begin to get wisdom, is loving your Father. You see, the reason you want to accept wisdom that comes from Him, He's always ready. And He planned this whole thing of far, far above and before it even began. So that He knows what's coming down next. And if you practice His wisdom, so will you. And that's what's important, is to be ahead of the game. Or you can always follow along, get knocked about, fall down, stumble, everybody step on you. It's your choice. You know, you live your life, hey, you're the captain of your ship. However you sail it, don't start pointing fingers at other people and blaming other people. You're it. Okay. So you can either be successful or you can be a failure. Choice is yours. But first get wisdom. Come out of your shell. Understand God's plan, because listen, friend, that's the way it's going down. Okay. Verse 14. For considering wisdom, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. It's more valuable. Do you mean to tell you why? Well, the word's going to. Let's let it in. Verse 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. She's the most valuable. Wisdom. Understanding, and going along with that is doing what's right. Okay. There's no shortcuts with God. You do it His way. 16, length of days is in her right hand. Do you know what the right hand symbolizes? Power. That's where you get your power, length of days. And in her left hand, riches and honor. You see, that's why she's more valuable. Because if you're wise, you'll gain precious things. You know, you will gain the things that are precious in life. Because, you know, you can have all the silver and gold, and if you're not wise, if you're a little bit on the stupid side, somebody's going to rip you off before you get out the gate anyway. You're not going to have it long. It's going to be gone, because Satan will send someone that's a little sharper than you are, because you're behind the eight ball. You're behind in planning. Stay ahead of the game. Get wisdom, understanding. Know what tomorrow brings. Stay ahead of the game. Plan. That's why wisdom will gain you. Why God gives you the riches when you do it His way. Never apologize for wealth. That's God's blessings, okay? After you've done it, after you've pleased Him. 17, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Why? Well, because you're wise enough to stay out of trouble. You don't, well, it just seems like all things bad happen to me. Well, get wise. Wake up. Don't be a poor me baby. Stand up and be counted. I mean, get up a little extra if you have to in the morning and plan your day out. Think about it. Okay. Stay ahead of the game. Stay ahead of Satan. Verse 18. She is, listen carefully, there's great wisdom in this. Can you figure it out? She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. That's, we're talking about wisdom here. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. What's the tree of life? There was two trees in the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Satan, and the tree of life, that is the tree that gives you eternal life, is Christ. So if wisdom gains you Christ, then naturally you've got peace and you're way ahead of the game. Why? Because Christ is always going to take care of you. Verse 19, the Lord, by wisdom, He did what? The Lord, by wisdom, hath founded the earth. By understanding hath He established, that means prepared, the heavens in advance. Okay. Now, this word, founded the earth, in the Hebrew, is yasad. Spelled Y-A-C-A-D, Yasad, it is pronounced. It means planned way ahead of the game. He had a plan, you know, when Satan rebelled in the first earth age, and a third of God's children followed him instead of God, he destroyed that earth age. That's why when scientists say this earth is millions of years old, it's correct, it is. But this earth age is only about 6 to 12,000 years old. And within it, God wants His children to love Him, not Satan. And He sets a pattern. He walks in wisdom. That's why it said, by wisdom He formed Yasad. He formed the earth. He had it planned. He knew exactly what He wanted to do with it. He wanted a place that would be pleasant, that we would have peace, and that people would get along. But then Satan always comes in and pulls certain people aside. Why? Because they're easy when they could be champions of their people. They could amount to something. Why? By gaining wisdom. Where do you gain it? By loving God, by following Him. You might say, well, what difference does that make? Because He'll give it to you. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you understanding. You won't be stumbling around all the time. You'll get somewhere. You'll amount to something. So that's really why we came here, is that 19th verse. He prepared before. That's what you have to do in your life. Prepare before. Be ready. Okay. That's what Yasad means. Okay. Being prepared before. Verse 20. By His knowledge, the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. By God's knowledge, we have rain occasionally when we really need it. And by His knowledge, He set the seashores so the ocean can only go so far. Okay, I don't know. How's your knowledge? 21. My son, Here comes advice. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Always plan ahead. You don't mess up that way. You know, you're in control with God's help. And discretion is also discernment. Do you have spiritual discernment? Do you know that is evil from that is good? Do you know the tree of life from the tree of good and evil? Practice it. Understand it. 22. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. The neck is the weakest part of the body. If you expose your neck to somebody, they can kill you. Okay? I mean, your enemy can take advantage of you. When a man has his foot on your neck, that's the ultimate sign of captivity or being taken. So, protect it. God will always protect your back and your neck when you plan ahead and when you hang on to wisdom, knowledge, and discretion. Be wise in your decisions. Then, and understand this, when you try, God's going to add what you lack. Okay. Even if you're a little bit on the slow side like me. Okay. I'm saying that for, so nobody thinks I'm picking on somebody. Okay. He will give you what you need to make it over the mountain. And you can always make the next mountain. Always. Don't ever let anybody tell you you can't. You can. Because you're a can-do type person. I started to say you're a can-do type Marine, okay? But be that as it may. 23. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely. You got that? Let it soak in. Safely. And thy foot shall not stumble. That's what's important, beloved. Do you realize how costly stumbles are in your life? Do you realize how unfortunate it is in life when you can't walk safely? Do you know what happened when you're not walking safely? You didn't use your head. You didn't think ahead. You got on the street you don't belong. Or you didn't bring along the right equalizer whereby it's safe. Okay. Always use discretion. Verse 24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. When you're wise, you know where to rest and you know where to find peace. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. And that's the way it is when you utilize wisdom. Why? You're smart enough, you're not going to lie down to sleep where it's dangerous. Okay? You plan ahead. Why? And you ask God's protection, His wisdom, His comfort. You know something? All you have to do is ask Him and believe. And He'll give it to you. If there's a condition there, if you truly believe. If you're a doubter, hey, forget it. Okay? You need to work on that a little bit. 25. Be not afraid of sudden fear. I mean, if you plan ahead, you don't have to. Handle it. Neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. That is a word for God's elect. Okay. Do you know what the desolation is? It's the desolator, the wicked one. When Daniel warned you, when the desolator comes in, then the abomination of desolation is standing in its place. You know the end is here. And what he was talking about was Daniel chapter 9:27, Daniel was told by Almighty God that the desolator, Satan, would come in on wings to deceive the world. You know, if you have wisdom, that's not going to happen to you. You're going to know who he is. And I don't think you worship Satan, do you? I don't think you have any desire to worship the devil. I think you find him to be an abomination. So be wise. What do you mean, Pastor? Know the difference between the fake Jesus and the true. There's two of them. Make sure you know which one you're worshiping, or you can bring a heap of hurt down on yourself. Like it said, when it cometh, the time element is even inserted. When does it come? in the generation of the fig tree. Beloved, you're living in it. You're living in it. One more verse here. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. That's a promise. If you believe Him, and if you search for that wisdom and the knowledge and discretion, He's going to see that your foot doesn't slip. In other words, what He means by that, if you fall, He's going to catch you. He's going to take care of business. He's going to straighten it out. Why? You used your head in faith and knowledge to know He could depend on you. You amount to something. It's wonderful to serve Him and to know, for Him to know that He can count on you. You know, you may tell you something. Do you think God would choose some wet noodle to serve Him? You know what a wet noodle is? That's somebody that can't stand up under pressure. They just fold. Okay. Why? Because they don't practice wisdom. They don't practice discretion. Because wisdom, what did it say wisdom gives you and that the Lord is? Your confidence. Certain knowledge to know you're a can-do type person. Listen to a bunch of whiny babies. Can't do this, can't do that. You can do whatever you want to. You can accomplish what you want to when you practice wisdom. You see, again, God prepared this long before the game because He wanted His children to love Him and He wanted His children to be successful. Turn on with me to the 8th proverb. The 8th proverb is one of my favorites. Do you know what it's written? Who's speaking here? Wisdom herself is speaking. Now come with me. Listen to me. Wisdom herself is speaking. Speaking to you. And wisdom wants you to use her. Wisdom wants you to pick up on her. And wisdom wants you to use that wisdom in this world whereby you are safe. We're going to pick it up with verse 27 in the chapter of wisdom, when wisdom speaks. Verse 27, when He, speaking of God, prepared the heavens, I was there. When He set a compass upon the face of the earth, it was there. What, do you know what this word prepared is in the Hebrew? It is kon. And it means set up before. In other words, it wasn't just a happenstance. It means it was set up before, just according to His plan. Do you want to go a little deeper into that? You know what this compass is He's talking about? Have you ever seen a compass that it's got a pinpoint on one leg of it and a pencil on the other, and you can set that compass and draw a perfect circle? That one in the center is called the prick. And this is what Jesus said to Paul when He stopped him on the road to Damascus. Paul, why do you kick against the prick? In other words, I'm trying to draw a perfect circle and you keep kicking and bobbing it to where there are waves in it. You keep messing up. You don't practice wisdom. So God made the perfect circle. And He knew before exactly what He wanted. Verse 28. When He established the clouds above, and when He strengthened the fountains of the deep, when He created the very water, the currents themselves. 29, when He gave to the sea His decree that the waters should not pass His commandment, when He appointed the foundations of the earth. It's a long time ago. Do you know something? He knew exactly what He was doing. And if you picture before in the first earth age, that water wasn't there. The water was the firmament up above us that protected us from storms, and it was light 24 hours a day. And the whole earth was habitable. We have on documentaries buttercups in the mouths of mammoth frozen instantly in the tundra of Alaska. What were buttercups doing growing up there? God created this earth perfect to be inhabited as it is written. 30, then I was by Him as one brought up with Him, and I was daily His delight, rejoicing always before Him. Do you want to understand the emotions of God? This is wisdom talking. He says, I was his desire. God loves wisdom. God loves people that gain wisdom. God blesses people that gain wisdom. Do you want to know how God thinks and feels? Read that verse again, and you find out that God's own delight is wisdom. 31, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. That was our beings in the first earth age. No gender intended there. I was there when God created all the souls. I was there and I delighted being with them. How much wisdom the sons had at that time, the children of God, I probably should say, had at that time. A lot more than you have here in this earth age, okay? That's why you want to gain her back again. You want to gain that wisdom, understanding. Why? So your foot doesn't slide. So you don't mess up. So you're a winner. So God can depend on you. Now, therefore, hearken unto me. You listen to me, wisdom speaking again. O ye children, he said, I'm talking to you people. For blessed are they that keep my ways. God, that's a promise from God. That's a promise from wisdom. You want to be blessed? Use her. Don't do stupid things. Don't do dumb things. Use wisdom. And be wiser than the serpent. The old devil just loves it when you mess up. Now, there goes one of God's dandies. He need a dandy, all right? Use wisdom. God wants to be proud of you. Verse 33. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Only a fool refuses wisdom. Blessed is the man that heareth me. Wisdom talking now, remember. Watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. You should search for wisdom, seek wisdom, gain wisdom. You know what? That puts you way ahead of the game. That's the way you stay ahead of the airplane. That's the way you stay ahead in life, is to be prepared. Verse 35, for whoso findeth me findeth life. That's life eternal. And shall obtain favor of the Lord. I don't know, do you want to be pleasing to God? That's why blessings flow. Okay. You got to be pleasing to him or you're not going to get any blessings. And when you search for wisdom, when you want to learn, doesn't mean you're the smartest, it doesn't mean you're necessarily the lightest bulb in the drawer, okay? I think I said that wrong, but you get my point, okay? If you try, he's going to see that you make it. You got it? He's going to see to it. Why? Because he loves you. That's why. That's the bottom line. He loves you. And when you try, you're like a little child. When you see a little bitty child trying something, they're trying so hard to make whatever it is they're doing. And you push them along and encourage them. And even every once in a while, maybe give them a little help so that they overcome it. He does the same with you. That's the way your father feels about you. When he sees you trying, that's what's important. Verse 36, but he that sinneth against me, wisdom, wrongeth his own soul. Nobody but self. Just tears your own self up. All they that hate me love death. Why? That's where they're going. That's where they're going. You know, it encourages me when I see how God is in control. We're going to go back to Genesis chapter 24. You might start turning there if you want to. Even in Genesis coming out the gate, God had it planned long before. And as you're turning there, I'm even going to mention, how could God tell someone to go into town and there's a man there with a donkey tied with the colt of an ass standing there and exactly what the words would be? He was prepared before. He knew what was going down, okay? And that's what I want you to do in your life, is plan ahead. Search for that wisdom whereby you know what tomorrow brings. That's what prophecy is for, is to enabled you to be able to know the future to the point that God would have you know and understand. Now what we're going to do here, Abraham, Esau is already messed up and he married some people he wasn't supposed to and didn't care anything about God. Abraham wants Isaac. I'm confusing the issue here. Abraham had been pushed to a strange land, and he wants Isaac, who he was 100 years old when he fathered Isaac, and he wanted him to have a bride from the land from which he came. But it wasn't Abraham that wanted him to, it was God. And God had it pre-prepared, and that's what I want to take you for here. You might say, well, what is he taking us way back there for this? Because God's in control. And what I want you to do is to apply a little old Rebecca to your own life. Apply this servant to your own life, because God's in charge. God's in control. And God prepares before the fact. That's wisdom. Okay. Abraham's already told this trusted servant, I want you to go there, and God will lead you and protect you, and you there gain a wife for my son. And the servant said, well, if she won't come, if I find her, can I take your son there? And he says, no way. There is not a chance. God will take care of it. You go. That shows you the faith Abraham had in this. But the reason I'm taking you here is to show you the detail in which your father works in the lives of individuals. And you are an individual, and he loves you. And he will work in your life also. So, turn with me to Genesis 24, and let's pick it up, if we may, in verse 10. And the servant, verse 10, Genesis 24, and the servant took 10 camels, and of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. You know where this is at? It's Iraq. Okay, this is Iraq. Abraham came from Ur. Saddam Hussein parked some jets by the old ancient pyramid there at Ur to hide them, because they knew Americans wouldn't bomb Abraham's home. Current events goes around, comes around. Use wisdom. Nahor is Abraham's brother. Okay. 11. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. Verse 12. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Abraham wanting a wife for Isaac. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughter of the men of the city come out to draw water. Now these are Abraham's family, you understand? Okay, of his own people, not the Iraqis that are there today. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, even plan to this detail, drink, and I will give the camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed, underline it, controlled, way beforehand, for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. This word appointed in the Hebrew is yakah, and it means appointed before, set up. To be right. God in control. Okay. I mean, you know, he's not only saying, Lord, don't let me take a gamble here. Even put these words in her mouth. And God had it preplanned before. How about your life? You think it's insignificant? It's not. God loves you. Do you know something? Your DNA is different than anybody else's. Your fingerprints are different than anyone else's. God created you unique. Why? He wanted someone just like you. You amount to something to Him. He loves you. He wants to use you. I don't know, are you fit? All you have to do is believe and search and seek wisdom to be wise enough to be His servant. Verse 15, and it came to pass before he had done speaking. Look how quick prayer is answered by God when it's sincere. Before he finished speaking, that behold, Rebecca came out. Now that means ensnare, because she was one vivacious lady, okay? Came out, who was born to Bethuel, that's to say dweller in Yah, son of Milcah, and Milcah means queen, and she was the mother, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. Here she came, okay, coming right down to that well. And I mean, before he finished his prayer, 16, and the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her, and she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up, bounced right down there, bounced back. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. Now watch God in action here. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her head and gave him drinks, held the pitcher for him. 19. And when he had done giving her drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also. There's 10 of those rascals. 10 of them. I'll draw water for your camels also until they have done drinking. How many tummies do they have? She filled them up, okay? I mean, that's my kind of gal right there. I mean, she was vivacious. I mean, she pitched right in. But that's what God said she would say in the prayer to the of the servant, okay? Documenting, this is her, okay? And you know something? Rebecca didn't have to have the name ensnare for no reason. She would ensnare anybody's heart. She was that kind of girl. Okay? Verse 20, and she hasted. She didn't loaf. I mean, she got with it and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again into the well to draw water and drew for all his camels, every one of them. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Well, he kind of knew it, didn't he? But he's waiting to get it all signed, sealed, and delivered. Prayer answered before it got out of his mouth. God's in control. God pre-plans. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring and of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. 23, and he said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? Now, he already knew that God was going to send the right girl, okay? And now he's finding out for sure that she is of Abraham's kin. And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, that's being queen, which she bare unto Nahor. So in other words, I'm the granddaughter. Okay, that's me, who I am. And she said moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. We got a guest room and you're welcome. I mean, God lets him hit the jackpot. So will he you when you sincerely, I said sincerely and seriously, try to please him and search out wisdom and want to be pleasing to God. Then he will love you, he will bless you, and he will grant you that wisdom. He will. That's his promise. I believe it. I believe it 100%. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. Why wouldn't he? And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told of her mother's house these things, shared it with it. Why did I bring you here? To show you that even this little girl, God prepared beforehand, had everything set that through Isaac the seed would be called, as it is written in Romans chapter 9. Our Father's in control. He prepares beforehand. He wants you to get up in the morning. He wants you to plan your day, to think about it. Decide what you're going to do if this goes wrong or that goes right or whatever. Plan it on out. Get it set. Know what you're going to do. Don't stay in darkness. Stay in the light. That's Christ. Stay in wisdom. Use wisdom. You know, in using wisdom, well then why do you use discernment? Because there's crooks out there. You understand? You may not believe this, but there are people that would just love to take advantage of you. They would love to have what you have. Only you have too much wisdom of God to allow that to happen. You are sharp because you pray for and seek wisdom and discernment. You're sharper than they are. Why? You're a child of God. You laughed with wisdom even in the first earth age, before you were ever born of woman. If you don't understand that, put it on the shelf. That's fine. Okay, just let it slide. But know and understand, God loves you, and He wants you to understand. Okay, let's go to the New Testament for the remainder of the lecture. Let's go to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, I want to pick it up with verse 31. Jesus speaking. Okay, Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, you know what that means? That means the second advent, when He returns, and it's not that far away. And all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. You know who those holy angels are? They're simply God's children that are coming with Him. Many of them might be your relatives, but it's those that come with Him. An angel is simply a messenger, and boy, have they got a message for us, okay? 32, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, not a few, all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He's going to take those that do and those that don't. Those that seek wisdom and those that don't have any. Okay. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and but the goats on the left. Verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, be blessed of my Father, inherit, I repeat again, inherit the kingdom prepared. That means beforehand. Prepared long ago. Prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Hethomazo. That means set up beforehand. Prepared for those that will accept. I don't know. It's kind of your choice. You have a choice. Do you want to go there or do you want to go to hell? That shouldn't be a real hard decision to make. You know, because love is on one hand and nothing but pure pain. I don't know, have you ever lived in pain? Why don't you come out of it? Why don't you seek wisdom? Seek Christ. Let Him guide you and protect you. That discernment He will give you to always do what's right. That is to say, you know, am I saying life's going to be a bed of roses? Uh-uh. You know, Christ lived real good and they crucified Him. But God wants people that even though there's a little trouble in the world, they can say, so what? When it's too tough for everybody else, it's just right for me. I can cut it because I'm a child of God. Bring it on. I have power over Satan and all demonics because Christ gave it to us. Practice it. Be a champion of your people. Okay? God loves you. That's prepared before the foundation was ever set. Why? God loves His children. He did it for us, that you could have that freedom, that peace of mind even. 35, for I was hungered, and you gave me meat. Jesus said, this is why I'm choosing you. I was hungry, and you gave me meat. And I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Do you know what? He is a stranger to a lot of people that even cry His name. He is. Do you know there are a lot of churches and houses and that they wouldn't even let Christ in? And a stranger, they don't know who they are. They don't know where those 10 tribes went. They have no idea who they are. That there's more to God's Word than they've been taught. And that they have a destiny and a purpose. And many people are lost because they don't know that destiny, that purpose, that they amount to something. When did they feed Him? 36, naked and you clothed me. Clothed them with what? The gospel armor. To know how to stand against the enemy. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. When did they do this? Let Him answer it. Then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hunger, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When did we do this? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? His answer, or when saw we thee sick and in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, listen carefully, let wisdom reign. Okay? Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you've done it to me. What is the famine for in the end times? You can read it in Amos chapter 8. It's not for bread. It's for hearing the Word of God taught chapter by chapter and verse by verse, where a person has the opportunity to know what God says. Not some ratchet jaw. Okay. To know what really, where strength really comes from. That's when you fed them. It's when you fed them the Word of God and gave them hope instead of pablum, when they weren't even potty trained yet, to give them strength. When did you see them naked? When they had no gospel armor on to protect themselves against the tricks of the world, where they could defend themselves and stand against Satan and his wiry tricks. That's when God said, that's when you helped me, when you helped my children. That means all of them, beloved. We even do it as we teach on television, to show them the way, to give them hope. And let them know, yes, you are the children of God, and He does love you. 41, then shall He say unto, then shall He say and also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. In other words, you either know the truth, and you serve the true Christ, or I'm sorry, you're in the wrong camp. Now the false Christ is coming first. Are you going to stand against Him, or is He going to take you under His little wings? Okay. I mean, Jesus has told you over and over it's going to happen. The false Christ is going to come first. And He's going to be saying, come unto me, I love you, I am Jesus, only He's anti-Jesus. You've got to know the difference. Otherwise, guess what? You worship Him, and Jesus says, get out of my sight. I don't know you. I never knew you. You don't want that to happen, beloved. That's why you obtain wisdom. And you know what? It was put in your path long ago. It was pre-prepared. It was already there for you. All you had to do was take it accept it, love it, understand it, using discretion, know that it's the way, the path, and that God had a purpose for you coming out the gate. You're important to Him. Let Him bless you when you follow Him, because He does love you indeed. 42, He said, you go on, you go into that lake to those that don't serve, don't work. 42, for I was hungered and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. You didn't give me any depth from the Word of God to know what's going on. All you ask is, are you saved? Saved by who? Antichrist or the true Christ? It takes a little more depth in God's Word. And many people will listen to some ratchet joke. You don't have to understand God's Word. Just listen to me. Can you be had that easy? Are you that soft in the head that God wrote you this letter with everything that you must know and understand within before the fact that you could cover it before, so you're more intelligent than the serpent and his little friends to drag you into the gutter? Medicine from the angels, God's truth, God's Word. He continues talking to those that fail. 43, I was a stranger and you took me not in, naked and you clothed me not. You didn't say anything about the gospel armor was on and needed to be put in the place for the fiery darts of Satan. You told me I was going to fly out of here. I have a fight with Satan. That's what the gospel armor is about, to face the Antichrist naked of knowledge. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Prison, you know, many are going to be delivered up, as it's written in Mark chapter 13. That's a blessing, okay? And you're going to have trial 10 days, as it's written in the second chapter of the great book of Revelation. But you can cut it. Why? You got wisdom. Verse 44, then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hungered and athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? We're Christian, Lord. When did we not do this? 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, insomuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not unto me. 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. I don't know, it's your choice. God has everything pre-prepared. He has told you which path to take and how to be a real follower of Him that He can trust. He wants you to grow skilled in His Word. Not that you have to re-memorize everything, but at least that you try. Try to understand what it is God would have you do. He'll do the rest. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you. He's got a plan. And whether you realize it or not, you're part of it. You're part of it. Like I said earlier, your DNA is different than anyone else's. He made you unique because He wanted you. He wanted someone just like you. He doesn't want you to fall. He doesn't want you to slip. He wants to use you. So you allow Him to do that by staying in His Word. Search for wisdom. Where does wisdom come from? If you ever have any trouble remembering that, remember Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 tells you how to attain wisdom. Where it starts at, the very nest of it, is when you begin to love God. The word fear is there, but it means revere. When you love God, you're going to gain wisdom. And that wisdom will give you the power that God gives His children to overcome the enemy. And we shall overcome. And we shall win. We will have the victory. Why? Because Christ loves us. And because we are His servants, not the servants of Satan. So, that heritage That heavenly heritage that was prepared long ago. You can read of it in Revelation chapter 21. It's right here on earth. Everything is done away with that offends. Just we would be left, those that are pleasing to God for an eternity. It's your choice. It was prepared long ago. It's called the Word of God. And Christ became that Word of God in flesh and walked the earth, setting the example for us. You can cut it. You're a can-do type person. Hey, just because a little trouble comes along, so what? You can cut it. You're not a wet noodle. You're a child of God. Let the world see you. That doesn't mean go showing off. Just show what stability looks like. Someone that is stable in God Himself, and get ready to receive the blessings of God. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Father, for the privilege of serving You. Father, thank You for the strength, for the power. Father, thank Thee most of all for the food of Your Word, the truth that we share and send out around the nation, Father, to strengthen the souls and broken hearts, putting vessels back together that were broken by Your truth and the words, Father, from Your very mouth, the sword of the Lord. We thank You, Father, in Jesus Yeshua's precious name. Amen.
The Mark of the Beast on CD is our free introductory offer to you. What is the Mark of the Beast? Many false teachers would have you believe there will be a tattoo on your forehead or a computer chip implanted under your skin. It is getting late in the game. You need to know what the Mark of the Beast is. As it's written in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, many will be deceived. There is no need for you to be deceived. Christ said in Mark 13, 23, "Behold, I have foretold you all things." Jesus indeed told us how not to be deceived, and Pastor Arnold Murray takes you on a step-by-step study of God's Word concerning this critical subject, the Mark of the Beast. The telephone call is free. The CD is free. We don't even ask for the shipping and handling. It is free as well. All you need to do is call 800-643-4645 to request your one-time, one-per-household copy of the Mark of the Beast. You may also request your free CD by mailing your request to Shepherd's Chapel, Post Office Box 416, Gravett, Arkansas 72736. Don't be deceived by Satan.
Teresa from South Carolina. Where is the Stone of Scone located at? I'm trying to answer this without making it sound flippant. But how can I answer it other than to say it's at Scone, okay? The Stone of Scone is at Scone, okay, in Scotland. It was returned there. Time kind of runs together on me. It hasn't been all that many years, probably about 10. It was removed from the coronation chair in Westminster Abbey. Every queen and king has been, their coronation has taken place over that stone. It's Jacob's pillar. It was carried in the Bible miles and miles and miles. And it's a precious stone, you know, has a crack in it, okay. And I feel it was the stone that the water came forth from. A precious stone. It would be overturned, and then He would return that rightly belongs with it. That's Christ. It has been overturned 3 times and now back to Scone. It's time that He that rightly is King will take it. Sylvia from Virginia. My question is, what is the difference between tithing and giving God the first fruit of your substances? I thought the first fruits of the tithes, but were the tithes, but I heard a preacher on TV say the first fruits is not tithes. Could you explain? It's like if you started a new business, the first dollar, give it, that's your first fruit, okay, profit, okay? That's if you want to, okay? But then that's all it amounts to. You know, how often would you give that? You know, you're going to have some preacher go say, the first fruits, the beginning of every year. They just seem to have a way to add to God's Word that pretty soon, I've even heard some preachers say, you got to give 3 tithes. I'm just going to make a little statement here. Do you know who the tithes went for in the beginning? It went to the church, and what was the church? It took care of your Social Security. It took care of medical for what there was. It took care of government. It took care of the army. It took care of everything. How many of you in income tax pay more than a tithe? Okay. So, you see, when these preachers start doubling up on you, it is true that it costs money to bring the Word of God, but wise people know that. And God knows it. And anyone that is truly teaching God's Word doesn't have to beg or spend precious time raising money. God sees to it. If you trust Him and love Him, He'll take care of business. I've taught for over 50 years, and I've never passed a plate. Never. I will not have it. Will nothing to do with it. There's always a box at the back of the room. If somebody has an offering they want to give, fine. But I'm not going to embarrass somebody that's on a fixed income and has nothing. Okay. God knows. God's in control. And if you believe that, practice it, okay? But don't let some TV preacher get you on some vow kick. If all you pay a tithe to is where you're taught, period. That's it, okay? Not just as some quirk of the mind or just because somebody's trying to raise money. That's not going to God. Okay, and I'm making friends and influencing people here today, but I guess it was a good time to get all that out in the open. Okay, I love you all, and hey, I'm out of time. I love you because you enjoy studying our Father's Word, but most of all, God loves you for it. Do you understand that? Man, you make His day. It warms His heart when you love Him and study that letter. And when you make His day, He's always going to make yours, okay? Now, we are brought to you by your tithes and offerings. If we've helped you, you help us keep coming to you. Bless God, He will always bless you. Now, most important, though, this. You stay in His Word every day, in His Word. Just a few minutes set aside each day. Get in that Word every day in it, even with trouble. Still a good day. And you know why? Because Jesus, Yeshua, He is the living Word.
Hearing God's Word with understanding will change your life. We hope you have enjoyed studying God's Word here on the Shepherd's Chapel Family Bible Study Hour with Pastor Arnold Murray. If you would like to receive more information concerning Shepherd's Chapel, you may request our free introductory offer. Our introductory offer contains the Mark of the Beast audio tape, our monthly newsletter with a written Bible study, a tape catalog, and a list of written reference works available through Shepherd's Chapel. To request our free introductory offer by telephone, call 800-643-4645 24 hours a day. You may also request our introductory offer by writing to Shepherd's Chapel, Post Office Box 416, Gravette, Arkansas, 72736. Once again, that's Shepherd's Chapel, Post Office Box 416, Gravette, Arkansas, 72736. We invite you to join us for the next in-depth Bible study each weekday at this same time. Thank you for watching today's program, and God bless you. The book of Peter. Here we have two books, 1st and 2nd Peter, that are absolutely fascinating. That great old fisherman telling us...